Greetings and welcome to the latest edition of the Ice is Chemical Business podcast. I'm Ivan Lerner, Polymers Editor, and today we're looking at the issue for the week of May 9th, 2011, with a cover story on feedstock price hikes threatening surfactants. A sharp rise in the price of oleochemicals has reset the baseline for surfactant manufacturing. Soap, washing powder, and other products that rely on surfactants are everyday commodities, but it's likely that the cost of these little luxuries will keep on rising in the future. If you're a surfactant producer, the biggest thing on your mind for the last year has been price volatility, said a consultant. He characterizes that the price increases have been unprecedented, rising four or even fivefold over the market norm since 2008. And if that isn't enough of an incentive to read the latest issue, there are several more articles on this topic, with more news on surfactants and more coverage of oleochemicals, including an interview with the CEO of Emery Oleochemicals. Also in this issue is an interview with Huntsman's CEO and president about the company's goals in Asia. China and India are high on Huntsman's agenda for the Asia-Pacific region. The U.S. chemical producer has built a substantial position in these key markets and is now actively looking to add volumes. In the next 5 to 7 years, Asia-Pacific will account for one-third of Huntsman's sales, said President and CEO Peter Huntsman in an interview with ICIS. 2 years ago, he said, Europe was our single largest market, but within 3 years, it will be the third largest behind North America and Asia. There is more news about Asia, including a look at inflation in China. The country is caught between a rock and a hard place when it comes to taming the inflation tiger. Major risks to the system lurk within potential solutions. The official explanation of inflation in China is that it is mainly the result of soaring international oil and food prices. But what if the economic stimulus package that came to the rescue of the world economy in late 2008 is the primary cause of China's inflation? Read ICIS Chemical Business to find out more. Then, among the regular features of every issue, we have stories focusing on LyondellBasell is considering an ethylene expansion. The role of biofuel in transportation is expected to rise. Also rising are the prices of U.S. animal fat. Demand for tallow and grease continues to increase from feed and biodiesel applications. High prices are also expected in the tight market for vinyl acetate monomer. But despite high prices, margins for Asian styrene are suffering. Then I contributed an article looking at U.S. polyethylene capacity. It is set to grow. Spectacular amounts of low-cost natural gas have become available to U.S. chemical manufacturers in the last few years. This will lead to more ethylene production, and polyethylene expansions are likely to soon follow. U.S. natural gas reserves have increased by 71% since 2000. This has supplied U.S. petrochemical and polymer producers with a feedstock advantage in the form of cheap ethane. Because of this massive gas and ethane supply, several producers have made announcements about increasing petrochemical capacity or pursuing feasibility studies in the U.S. U.S.-based Dow Chemical in mid-April announced a series of capacity expansions for ethylene, including a cracker to be built on the Gulf Coast, which brings up the potential of a polyethylene expansion. All these stories and so much more are waiting for you in the latest issue of ICIS Chemical Business. Make sure to pick up a copy today. Thanks for listening, and good night.